After we leave our mother's wombs, we wander through this great big world searching for that same feeling of safety and protection. When I say we, I mean everyone, whether it's Palestinian, Yemenis, Nigerians, Afghanis, Iraqis, Israelis, Americans. It's simple. What brings us a sense of security has to do with food, clothing, education, housing, and a foundation of family, love, if you will. The actuality of homeland security does not satisfy our basic needs. It has become a complex, expensive avenue of inefficiency and time-consuming obstacles for the stability and the movement of the people. Students erupt over rising costs of education. Foreclosures continue. Bankers get more bailouts. Over 20 million people exist on food stamps alone and kill each other over mounting depression and poverty. And bombers get on commercial flights. I fly a lot. I fly to LA to see my mom every couple of weeks, and I fly across the country for business on a regular basis. I witness airport security in action all the time. I see young, bored TSA agents glancing sideways, talking with each other, not really paying attention. I myself have smuggled pomegranate juice and 6 ounces of cocktail sauce on a flight to LA. I've seen hundreds of lighters in early post-911 days, almond butter, shampoo, chocolate sauce, and jillions of bottles of water confiscated. I've seen kids, grandmothers searched, and I've been threatened with the puffer and the body scan, both of which I have resisted and asked for a physical frisk. Last trip we took, they wanted to put Sheba into the scanner, and she asked what it did, what it was. She was reassured, "Oh, it's just like what they do on submarines." Ah, I see. No thanks. Still, I don't feel safer because of these procedures. I feel safer when I smile at people in line, when we share our bewilderment at the airport security debacle. I feel secure when I wait for my delayed flight, making conversation with strangers, learning about their journeys, their families, their hopes, their accomplishments. It's a matter of connection. They say now we have to prepare for full body scans and scuffle at the ACLU's concern that this is an invasion of privacy, that we appear on the screen as if we are naked. But not to worry, because we should consider the TSA agents to be just like our doctors. Our relationship with these highly educated and trained professionals seeing us basically naked is for our own good. Naked. I guess there's no harm in them seeing us naked. I mean, we're all naked underneath our clothes. And if it means our plane won't blow up, then by all means. What a sight it would be if we, the passengers, completely disrobed, just to make a point. Because it is a feeling of total empowerment when one decides to take off one's clothes. But if we are forced to, then it is an act of humiliation. The power lines are always shifting, you know? But that is the fantasy of my super activist mind, and the likelihood of such an eye-popping action is nil at this point. But before we spend millions of billions of dollars on more x-ray eyes and eager voyeurs, can we please, when the father of a radicalized angry young man from Nigeria calls the CIA to tell them that his son has become unhinged and is ready to die for his cause, can we do something at that point? The CIA is a huge agency with an astronomical budget, probably bigger than the Yemen gross national product. Can someone over at the Central Intelligence Agency or even the FBI follow up on these threats? I know that there were similar forewarnings about the September 11th attacks. In this new year, let's clean out the cobwebs, downsize and streamline intelligence agencies, maybe even administer IQ tests. Give them possible scenarios. Act it out. See if they can follow directions and avert a virtual terrible terrorist tragedy. Either that or body scans and attacking Yemen, a tiny country where almost half the population is under 15. The former sounds productive, the latter destructive. I think I'll give Homeland Security Director Janet Napolitano a call and see what she thinks. She's probably feeling pretty insecure right now, and might be open to suggestions. You can give her a call, too, at 202-282-8000. 202-282-8000.
Sometimes I'll be walking down the street and I'll be thinking, am I crazy? Is this some morbid delight? Further to fly.